We then went down to, I think it was Red Beach, Mike Red, where the Canadians had gone ashore. But we couldn't get in because the beach was so crowded. So we couldn't go in. However, 574 had gone in, and we were down there. We thought, right, well, nobody said you can't go, so we went. But they had to wait until the tide had gone back far enough for them to get off in safety. And then, of course, off they went. And so we were then sat on the beach. And what we didn't know at the time was that that's where we sat on the mine. We had 170-odd feet. And the old Germans could have put it a yard either way. And if they had, we wouldn't be here. There we are. Then we got bombed. I was on this one when I heard the aeroplane, and I was up on the bridge with the second, he came on for the D-Day, for the engine room, and looked up and saw this thing coming down, this bomb. So I got a hold of him and we put our heads. Under the chart table on the bridge. And really, I didn't hear the bomb go off because we were right down. Luckily, we got the metal of the bridge and the right down there. We didn't hear it